and welcome to PCP. PCP 342 to be exact. My name's Pete Kogel. Let's get started with some fantastic music from Poland. This is Punkrasy.
Znowu chciałeś dobrze, a to był zwykły fal. Inaczej mówiąc, świństwo. Kolejny w życiu błąd. A może skurwysyństwo? Zastanów się! Znowu mnie nie oka. Wystarczy się zapomnieć, tylko my zwykłym słowem brutalnie przypierdolić. Zastanów się! Czyste oraz słowa i tak skończy się na wyrzutach sumienia. Zastanów się! Tak powiedział, nie wiem czy nie miał racji. Moje jest brakiem dobra, bezczynność nie wystarczy. Zastanów się! Zastanów się!
Some fantastic Polish punky goodness there from Punkrasy from Warsaw in Poland. I've played a lot of Polish punk bands. Try saying that when you've had a few beers. Good stuff. Really do enjoy this style. That was a track called Zhantausi. I'm probably pronounced wrongly, but I don't really care. I just like the music. Where can you find it? Well, you can find them at Facebook. There's a link on the PCP website at pgoogle.com. And the whole album is available. Well, I think it's just an EP, actually. It's available from Jamendo. So go check it out. So what have I got for you today? Well, I've got six rather interesting tracks, of which one I've played, and then a little bit more information and some more tracks, all about Original Dub Gathering, which is my featured net label of the week. So let's start with some more music. This is also from Jamendo, from a bunch of artists. I've no idea where they come from. The track's called Die Young, and the artist's title, rather, is called Las Cortes Die Fully.
Cry, get myself my own heart, I really want to die. I'm gonna die.
La Corte de Folie from somewhere in somewhere, Jumendo is where I found them. Wish bands would put more information on their Jumendo signs to say a bit more about themselves and where they come from, because it's a bit frustrating when you try to publicise good music and you don't have no idea where on earth they come from. But it was good stuff, so Gypsy Punk in a good style. I hope you enjoyed that. Really, really good stuff. So how's your week been? Mine has been a bit strange, really. I found out at the weekend that my Hotmail account had been compromised. It was actually funny because I was just saying to the wife how I'd never been caught out on the web. Of course, tempting fate. Tempting bloody fate, wasn't it? So my email account was compromised, and lots of my friends were telling me they were getting spam emails from something or other. So it took me a while to figure out what was actually happening, because I sort of combined two email accounts, my Gmail and my Hotmail, into one thing, and I just got the wrong one to start off with. But found it, stopped it happening, and hopefully no one was affected too much. Bit embarrassing, but hey, you know, happens to the best of us, as I attempted and found out. So there you go. And then the second part of the week was on Friday, which is actually tomorrow for me, because I'm recording this on Thursday, for you delivery on Saturday, such is the wonder of podcasting. I'm going to Loughborough with my daughter for a university visit. She's having a university interview up there in Loughborough. I'm going to pop in at my son and Leicester in Leicester on the way back, and have a curry. The wife's got the day off as well. It's going to be a family affair. Going to go out, hopefully have some fun, have a curry. Nice. Let's have some more music then. This is 12 Play by Zero Musicians. Equally, know nothing about them other than they come from the fantastic 23 Seconds record label. Oh, put your teeth in coal. Zero Musicians, well, I'm sure there was at least one musician playing there, from 23 Seconds at 23seconds.org, from their offering number 52 and 53 is a combination album of summertime and wintertime stuff. I played one track from Bottle Smoker just a couple of weeks ago, really good stuff as well. So go check out 23 Seconds at 23seconds.org. Excellent. Here's an artist, or a pair of artists, a duet called Birds Are Indie. You can find them at birdsareindie.blogspot.com. They're from Coimbra, Portugal, from the excellent Mimi record label, which you can find at clubotaku.org/Mimi. And this track is called Kitchen Morning. I'm sure we've all had one of those.
Hey boy, what you trying to say? You made this cake, it's so delicious.
Yeah, I saw it in this magazine. It's number 13.
Not superstitious,
you said, and then an awkward silence came around.
'Cause we never had been on our own. Red House painters had just stopped playing. Kitchen walls were hanging out my thoughts. 'Cause we never had been on our own. Grandly Buffalo will start playing. Kitchen walls were hanging out my thoughts. And yours.
Hey girl, what you trying to say? You have this record, I love it so much.
I've got it since I was 14.
His voice is great.
Now shall we have lunch?
You said, and then an awkward silence came around.
'Cause we never had been on our own. Red House painters had just stopped playing. Kitchen walls were hanging out my thoughts. 'Cause we never had been on our own. Grandly Buffalo will start playing. Kitchen walls are hanging out my thoughts. And yours.
Hey lady, what you trying to say? We've done no harm, we were just kissing.
Because I love him so much.
And I love her too, I love her kissing.
We said and then an awkward silence came around. 'Cause we never had been on our own. Red House painters had just stopped playing. Kitchen walls are hanging out my thoughts. 'Cause we never had been on our own. Grandly Buffalo will start playing. Kitchen walls are hanging out my thoughts.
Is that a bit of xylophone? Oh, what a surprise. Kitchen Morning there by Birds Are Indie. What I call a naive sound. I like that sort of naive sound sometimes. Birdsareindie.blogspot.com is where you'll find them, from Portugal, from the excellent Mimi Records at clubotaku.org/Mimi. Good stuff. Really enjoyed that. This is a track that I dedicated to myself. It's by J Radical and Tuscany. They're based in Los Angeles in California. I got this from PromoNet. It comes from Blind Lemon Music originally. And the track is called Long Hair's Prescription. If only.
Thank you.
Punk Hairs prescription, which is available from PeteKogel.com. Yes, because it is actually a free download. If I had a Long Hairs prescription, do you think I'd share it with you? Yes, I probably would. But at first of it, I'd use it wisely myself and have long, flowing locks. Maybe not, actually. Anyway, that's by J Radical and Tuscany. You can find them only at... another one of these artists only available at the site I got it from, which in this case is iodapromonet.com, which of course is a fantastic site, but I would like to find out other sites where you can hear more of their music, because the Ioda site is great for downloading tracks if one's available, but not necessarily great for finding out an awful lot more about other tracks and playing it unless you happen to be a podcaster. It's a bit strange, really, but never mind. Based in Los Angeles and California, good stuff. Right, another track from Poland. Not quite as punky, a bit more indie this time, with a strange title of Pablo Mega Metal. Because they're not really Pablo Mega Metal at all. But they are available at pmmsound.republica.pl. That's Republica with a K. Yes. This is, here we go, some Polish again. Zapaskwani. Chopsi? Dunno, I'll just play the track, Kogel.
Chłopcy biegają po ulicach, może ktoś się nawinie, może kogoś będzie widać. Cztery kreski na dresie, dwie następne w nosie. Nikt im dziś nie podskoczy, nikt litości nie wyprosi. Za chłopcami dziewczynki w różowych uniformach, wzrokowy z chłopakami utrzymują kontakt. Będzie dziś tak ładnie, chłopcy kogoś obiją, biegną więc dziewczynki ze szczęśliwą miną. Za kolor włosów, za kolor ubrania, za krzywe spojrzenie, za niewłaściwe zdania, za język, kulturę, miejsce pochodzenia. Zawsze znajdzie się powód, jaki bez znaczenia. Za kolor włosów, skóry, za kolor ubrania, za krzywe spojrzenie, za niewłaściwe zdania, za język, kulturę, miejsce pochodzenia. Zawsze znajdzie się powód, jaki bez znaczenia. Biegają po ulicach, może ktoś się nawinie, może kogoś będzie widać. Cztery kreski na dresie, dwie następne w nosie. Nikt im dziś nie podskoczy, nikt litości nie wyprosi. Za chłopcami dziewczynki w różowych uniformach, wzrokowy z chłopakami utrzymują kontakt. Będzie dziś tak ładnie, chłopcy kogoś obiją, biegną więc dziewczynki ze szczęśliwą miną.
Pablo Mega Metal from somewhere in Poland, available from Jamendo, and available also at bmmsound.republica.pl. Excellent stuff, hope you enjoyed that. It was almost the opening track until Punkrity came along. So two Punkrity, punky type tracks, both from Poland, on this PCP 342. Right, now it's time for Net Label of the Week, and this time we're going to be focusing on Original Dub Gathering, which is based in France. You can find Original Dub Gathering and the artist on Dubground, both called ODG, you might notice, at odgprod.com. So let's start with a track from them. In other words, of Professor Fundamental.
Let's begin.
Let's begin. Let's begin. Let's begin.
Friendly Dubwise by Dawa Hi-Fi. You can find him at myspace.com/DawaHiFi from Paris in France, and of course available at Original Dub Gathering, as I said, at odgprod.com. So I had a conversation with Olu from ODG, and he sent me some answers to some questions here. He didn't want to sort of come on and be interviewed himself, but never mind, we've got some answers to interesting questions I posed. So the first thing was, I asked him, tell us a bit more about your net label. And he said that Original Dub Gathering was born to share all kinds of dub music, starting from roots to electro dub and eventually to dubstep. And it was born first with the On Dub Ground releases, and On Dub Ground is of course his artist himself. And the site was first created for the first EP called Step 4i compilation, which was released way back in 2006. They've been producing stepper dub mostly, and then other types of dub, and in the last year, 2010, they saw their first ever dubstep release. Let's have another track then. This is Sleepless Night by U-Stone. Definitely played U-Stone somewhere on the Dub Zone before. I know I have. U-Stone can be found at myspace.com/U-Stone. That's the letter U, Stone. This has sax by Val Dawa, presumably from Dawa Hi-Fi. And U-Stone comes from Bourges in France. The track is called Sleepless Night.
We'll be right back.
Sleepless Nights there by Eustone, with sax by Val Dawa. Eustone can be found at myspace.com/Eustone, as I said, from Bourges in France. Not all the artists on the label are from France. We've got one from Spain shortly in a minute, but four out of the five tracks I've got here do actually come from France. So I asked Ulu how many artists do you have on the label, and he says they currently have 10, who release one or two EPs a year or so, and a lot more on the Step 4i releases, which is a compilation, which you can find at oggprod.com. Original Dub Gathering and Underground are linked, and their goal is to share the free music that they can on the internet. It's interesting stuff, isn't it? And I asked him, what prompted you to start a label in the first place? And he says his passion for music and the new internet system, you know, Web 2.0, Facebook, MySpace, blog systems, which is the perfect media for free music, which indeed it is. So let's have another track of that free music. This is by Panda Dub. I'm sure I've played him before as well. MySpace.com, Panda Dub is where you find him. The track is called Axion Esti. interesting stuff, wasn't it? Axion Esti there by Panda Dub. Find Panda Dub at myspace.com/PandaDub from Rhône, the Rhône Alps area, Lyon in France, of course. Fantastic stuff. Very interesting, very different from what you would hear on some of the dub stuff I've played before. Interesting, very good. So, I was asking Olu, do you release any hard copy CDs at on Dubground, on Original Dub Gathering? And he said, for now, it's just downloads. But they're looking forward to release their first album and hard copy and sell it after some gigs. So, just goes to show the bands do get out there and gig. So, I was asking him also, how do you promote his label? And, of course, you know, these days, of course, it's the usual stuff. A few years ago, it was with MySpace. Now it's with Facebook and all the other reggae and dub websites across Europe. And give thanks to them. Indeed, give thanks to them in a big way. Right, so let's have another track. This is the track I did promise you from Spain, from Barcelona in Spain. This is Danny Eitz. You can find him at myspace.com/DannyEitzProducciones. And this is a track called Word of Gia.
Thank you.
Word of Jar there by Danny Yates. Danny Yates can be found at myspace.com/DannyYatesProductions from Barcelona in Spain, and of course also available at Original Dub Gathering and Underground at oddpod.com. Right, what else did I ask Olu from the label? Well, first of all, I asked him how you keep afloat. How do you make money, and do you take any donations available at your website? And he said, well, fortunately in France, the hosting prices became less expensive in 2010, so you can keep just afloat with his own money. There is a PayPal donation if you are interested. So if you went over to oddpod.com and did like the music you wanted to hear, then you could leave a PayPal donation there. But it's not really in use by many people. So we also asked him how you measure success, and he says, well, thanks to the stats, some of the releases have been downloaded more than 10,000 times a year. That's a pretty good number, isn't it? So 10,000 people are very interested in pulling down their stuff, so good listening figures there. Right, next question I asked him was, what would you say to somebody starting, considering starting a net label? And he said, well, it's a good way to let people know, and better young artists, how to get started in the music business, and it's a way for him, as an egalitarian way for him, for artists in the big CD industry. But when you want to build a net label, you have to constantly find new artists from everywhere, because the internet has no border. A net label will evolve constantly. It will indeed. Let's have another track. This is the final track of the five. This is by Drydeck. He's from Cantemur, the Rhône-Alpes area of France as well. This is a track called Holy D, the Drydeck or the Deck remix by Drydeck. Find him at myspace.com/Drydeck.
The light blinded me so badly, I couldn't see a thing. We could only feel the pressure of the wind until it was gone.
The mysterious, the unexplainable, that is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. We are giving you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friends, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about grave robbers from outer space? We'll be right back.
And now for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. We are giving you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable soul who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incident, the places, my friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking fact about grave robbers from outer space?
That was Holy D, the Deck remix by Dry Deck from Cantemir in the Rhône Alpes region of France. Find him at drydeck.com. And of course, all of those tracks are available from Underground, the original Dub Gathering at odgprod.com. Excellent stuff. Big thanks to Olu for all the questions and answers. I do have a couple more. One of the things I was asking him is, what would you do differently now if you were about to set up a net label? And he said, well, he was starting to think about it when he was only 18, and now our first releases are still available. And he was thinking, if he was to start again, perhaps he would only keep the new productions. I'm not sure if I agree with that, actually. I think having all the old stuff available on your label is absolutely fantastic. So really, really good. I asked him why particularly he chose those particular artists, and he said he chose those fives because I'm still thinking they're the next dub generation, but they still build part of dub history. Excellent stuff. So where can you find him? I asked him, and he said, of course, on Facebook, on MySpace, and at odgprod.com. So big thanks to him. I hope you've enjoyed the tracks. I hope you've enjoyed this particular net label. I am looking for new net labels, so if you are one, or you know one, or you have some fantastic music that you think would be a good mix, a good fit for PC Podcast here at PCP, at pcogle.com, then do drop me a line, pete.kogel@gmail.com, or come and leave a message on pcogle.com, the website. It's all open for you to say what you think, and I generally do. So, see you soon, folks.